following is brought to you in part by MFC Studios. The views and opinions of the show's hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or staff of WGBB. And now, it came from the radio.
Once again, to It Came From Radio. This is your host, Mark Torres, speaking. With me in the studio, I have Hassan Gawin sitting across from me. And I have Charlie Cholo, you know, sitting next to me.
Hi, Hassan. Hi, Mark.
I've been told...
Dr.
Yes, Dr. Tom Ross is always helping us out behind the bulletproof glass.
Hi, Dr. Tom Ross.
Of a zombie-proof window.
Zombie, yeah. We're going to get eaten alive, and he gets to use the escape pod.
as I was told by Herman Sernurcher himself, he will be calling in. So we're expecting him to call in. Although he did give me 8 different stories, whether or not he was coming or not. But eventually, we got down to he's gonna call. So he will be calling us soon. If anybody's having any trouble listening to us on the air, you can go online to www.am1240wgbb and listen to us on our live audio streaming. Also, on the GBB website, there is the web camera. You can see us in 10-second intervals.
Yay.
We're actually slowly waving right now.
I'm not waving.
In 10 seconds. But you could be waving.
I'm waving every 10 seconds.
Every 9 seconds.
Every 9.5 seconds.
And the phone number here is area code 61-888-888. 1-1.
That's 5 8s and 2 1s.
Yeah, and they're both together.
Yeah.
No fives.
For all you buffoons out there.
No fives.
There's no fives. But it's 5 8s and 2 1s.
And no twos.
But no twos.
No twos or fives. And just confusing them more.
Yes.
So I guess I'll just take it away with the news.
Take it away with the news.
Let's see. It's not much of a slow news week. It's so slow that two people
handed
me the exact same news item.
It's not a slow week. It's a slow reporter week.
Oh, really? Is that what happened?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose something? There we go.
That's better.
Well, it is now. Because we just went, "Whar!"
What was that noise?
Sorry, we're doing a little work with the computers back here. That was not on air.
You are experiencing operating difficulties.
Please stand by.
Please keep listening, even though there's nothing going on. Thank you.
So, in December, sci-fi, or sci-fi, as Hassan likes to call it. Sci-fi.
Sci-fi. Which is going to be gone soon. I do predict, before you go into this the new spiel, I do predict that very soon sci-fi, well, it's not just me who predicts that, but there's a group of us, predict that very soon the sci-fi channel will just be another, like, just another standardized channel of entertainment that shows really bad movies and stuff, but it's not going to be sci-fi oriented, because they keep trying to step away from that, and they keep canceling all their original sci-fi shows, and they keep putting like wrestling on and extreme fighting and monkey slaughtering and whatever odd
that's
shows
on every Sunday night.
Yeah,
after church.
You know, and it's just the programming is god awful. It's just completely uninteresting now. And so I predict that channel will no longer be specialized as sci-fi anymore.
What's interesting to that preface
of
this news item is that Sci-Fi and Universal Pictures have just joined forces to create Sci-Fi Films, a new company that will develop and produce sci-fi branded theatrical motion pictures to be distributed by Universal.
Lies.
So
yes, more Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
No, if it's Universal, we'll get all the old horror movies then.
Yeah, see.
Nah.
Yeah,
that sounds too
not.
Good. It's not going to happen.
That's too logical.
It's Mega Shark versus Frankenstein.
Mega Frankenstein Mega versus Shark.
Dracula Shark.
Yeah.
Draco Shark.
Be a zombie vampire shark fighting Frankenstein in the water. Can you imagine that?
No.
Jesse James versus Mega Shark.
I refuse to even personally visualize that. Yeah.
Well, they have just hired Gregory Novak to the newly created position of Senior Vice President
in charge of crap
of creative affairs and So, yes, he's in. I'm the guy in charge of the crap. That's terrible.
Gregory's a nice dresser.
It's the celluloid repetition acuity productions. That stands for crap. That's what
they're doing. Before getting this job, he was senior vice president.
He was on fries at Burger King.
Poor Gregory. Gregory was doing good.
He was making fries. Fries is a step up from mopping floors. Didn't you see Coming to America?
I heard he was distributing Porto Sands.
Poor Gregory. That's even worse than fries. I'd rather make fries all day than distribute Porto Sands.
Poor Gregory. Well, he was working for DC Comics as executive producer with the film and television division.
Oh, well done.
And he made such projects as Batman Begins, Dark Knight, Watchmen, Red, and the upcoming Green Lantern movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And also he was the founding, you know, the brains behind the Smallville television show and Human Target. So, you know, he's done some things that's made some, you know, ching. So he might use that experience.
No, we won't.
In the new
he's CP, like, I'm in the money. I'm in the money. That's what he's doing. Fuck, he's got those circles coming out of his eyes like Daffy Duck in Alibaba's lair with all the money going around.
Wow.
I'm a happy miser. I'm comfortably well off.
Wow.
Mine! Oh, mine!
Down, down, down! Down, down, down!
Mine! Well, you know, I think this is a good thing. So this might actually help out Sifi and stop becoming just...
Sifi, you have desecrated the lamp. Prepare for the consequences. What's the next line? What's the famous line?
After that,
come on.
I only remember Hassan Chow.
Schmonsequences as long as I'm rich.
Yes. And then that's when he zaps him with the thing. Yes. Okay.
He was like,
now I remember it.
Yeah, and then Bugs is vacationing wherever the heck he's supposed to be.
Pismo Beach.
Right, and he finds a clam with a pearl in it, and all of a sudden a little tiny Daffy Duck runs out of the hole, goes, my, 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 and jumps on top of it, and Bugs looks at it in total disgust and slowly closes it on him and says, close, sesame.
What was that? He goes, I'm a happy miser, right?
Happy miser.
I'm
comfortably
right, so.
Well off.
Moving along.
When did you lose control, Ma?
Well, he didn't lose it. I took it from him.
Moving along.
Ooh.
Moving along.
More news.
Yes.
What this show needs is more news.
In 2 weeks, May 21st and May 22nd.
That's a fortnight.
Wizard World is going to be having their spring Comic-Con. With special guest Marina Baccarin from V.
Baccarin.
Gesundheit. James Marsters from Buffy and Hawaii 5-0. Christiana Loken, who played the Terminatrix. She's a very tall and attractive woman. And Kim Possible herself, Christy Carlson Romano, is going to be there. So I believe that Charlie and I will be at the convention also.
Yeah, if they send us our press credentials, we'll be there.
Yeah, I got the email. They're saying that we should be getting them very soon. And okay. Hopefully, the day before.
Did you put my name in at all so I could just show up? And
no, I didn't.
You didn't even bother, right?
Hassan's name was...
I'll give you mine for Sunday.
Yeah. If I go, there'd be something... It'd be a particular reason why I went.
It'd be Hassan.
It'd be some kind of incident that would probably be on the news.
Yeah, it'd be the following week's news. But hopefully, if everything goes according to plan, next week's show we should be having some free passes to give away. So fingers crossed on that. Make the official announcement on their Facebook page. And
we got to get some good questions, not just call in.
Well, calling in seems to be hard enough.
That's true. That's the question. If anybody remembers the number, call in and you win.
Whoever's paying attention contest, right?
Yeah.
I've only said it at least, 365 times so far?
But you will still have somebody saying, I think it's 5-2.
It's 5-2.
That's the number, 7. Yeah.
So there's somebody out there getting calls right now who has 5s and 2s in their number, and like, this is not the radio station. Stop calling me.
Stop calling.
What was that, the Monaco Pizza? Remember
that's how the Geico thing thing started. It was a Gecko.
Yeah.
That's it. And then he became the spokesman. They gave him a job. He became the spokesman.
He was just walking along.
Yeah. Like, hey, Gecko. Yeah. It's a cute idea. Let's just use you as a mascot to sell insurance. Well done.
And give you a British accent for some reason.
He's not British. He's
Australian.
He's like Australian. He's a Australian. Aussie type.
He's an Aussie.
Yeah, Anzac, definitely.
There you go.
Thank and, you, Doctor.
And I have two bits of sad news, but before I get to that, I want to mention
get all the fun news done before you start talking about who kicked it.
But I want to mention last week, I forgot to mention that it was May the 4th, which would be, for as Hassan knows, would be Star Wars Day.
Yes, because May the 4th be with you.
Yes, May the 4th.
The 4th was with me. You.
Was it?
Yes. The 6th wasn't.
May the 6th be
with you. The 6th was Sith Day. The Sith was with me on the 6th, but the 4th was a pretty good day.
I'm not sure where that came from, but yeah, May the 4th.
Well, because it's May, and I think May 4th was the first film, The New Hope, Star Wars. I think that came out, and it's also May 4th. May the 4th
be with you,
get it?
Genius.
Yeah, and it's right before Cinco de Mayo!
So you can celebrate Star Wars Day and then go drink.
Yes. Can't drink on Star Wars Day, because it's
bad.
It's a geek adventure.
You would get your arm chopped off. If you go to a bar, you get your arm chopped off.
Yes, you might, by some old guy in robes. But basically, what you need to not do is insult him and throw his protege across the room and sneer at him, and then he probably won't cut your arm off.
So don't insult old guys in bars.
Never insult old guys in robes anywhere, but especially in a bar, especially after he's offered you a drink, and then you throw his apprentice across the room.
And most especially if he looks like he's carrying a very fancy flashlight.
There you go. All right. So now we're going to go to the sad news. The one I have here is Jackie Cooper, best known for his role as Perry White in the 4 original Superman movies, has died of old age, according to his son on Tuesday. Of note, he was also a famous child actor working
with Rascals
in the 30s and was in the classics such as the movie The Champ, Treasure Island, and is the youngest actor to be nominated for an Oscar at age 9 for the film Skippy. And he was 88. So how about that?
Well,
and he had a lot.
Do you want an actual reaction to it? How do you react to something?
Here's
like
something that does me no good knowing, but he had a lot of problems with his parents, and because of that, with the money situation, and because of that, they made this law called the Jackie Cooper Law. Right?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it was
based on him? I did not know.
It was based on, yeah.
Well, it's called Jackie Cooper Law.
Yeah. Right?
It's like Lou
Gehrig's
disease.
Probably
has something to do with
Lou Gehrig. I hate to say it, but I think you're wrong about it. I think it was based on a case involving a female, but I could be wrong. What it was apparently his parents spent all the money that he made as a child actor, and then when he got to be, I think it was 21, they said, well, thanks for letting your old folks live high on the hog. You're on your own, kid.
Wow.
And, so they passed a... No, actually, I guess you're right. I'm sorry. I do apologize.
That's all right.
So they passed the Jackie Cooper Law that said that any kid who works in the entertainment industry, this is, I think it's only in California, but they have to put like 3/4 of his pay in trust until he or she hits their majority. Yeah.
Yeah. See. Well, so.
See. There you go.
Nice.
Well done, Jackie Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess he left his mark on society.
I just remember him and oh, Mrs. Crabtree. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So for the last bit of sad news, Dana Winter. Who's best known for her role as Becky Driscoll, director in the movie directed by Don Siegel's film of Invasion of the Bodysnatchers, has passed away. Oh. She was 79. She died of congestive heart failure. Congenitive heart failure. Thank you, Hassan, who's not reading the paper, which I'm trying to read at the same time. I know the disease.
The number one killer of Americans. The number one killer is congenital heart failure. Number two
is not smoking. Breathing.
It's not breathing. I'll go with not breathing.
No, that's
number one.
That's primary of all. Okay. That's symptom number one.
of all the deaths. I think dying.
I think congenital heart failure is number one, and I think number two is smoking. I think so. It was number one killer of Americans is congenital heart failure. I might be wrong about that, but I do think that that's what it is.
Well, I know it's heart disease in general. I don't know if it's specifically congestive heart failure, but it's certainly it's certainly a part of it.
It's heart failure of some kind of heart. Yeah, but I think it's congenitive heart disease, but
it's,
I don't know.
It's the heart attacking you and killing you.
So it came from the radio. It's not a bastion of facts, ladies and gentlemen, unless it comes from Tom.
Scientific facts, not scientific. Not,
yeah.
By the way, we've been Hermaned.
Oh, all right, but I have to, after that sad news, which it is sad because she was a lovely lady, I have a couple of articles from my new new feature on the show.
On the desk of
and that is
Charlie Saladino.
Charlie Saladino's new feature is "Who Gives a Rat's Colon," which now who gives
Should
a
we
rat's
get some music?
Who gives a rat's colon about the sister of Katie or whatever the name is who married Prince William? Oh. Who cares?
Oh, are they talking about her now? Is she in the news?
Yeah, and then here's a...
Yeah, because she's really pissed off because she's not a princess.
Yeah, and they got a picture of her wrapped in toilet paper. Like, I don't want to... Well, toilet paper, if you
well,
want.
Well, she's done. Because basically, no matter what she does in life, she'll never end up as a princess.
Well, so she doesn't have to. Her father's a millionaire.
She has to lock the sister in a cage and put a face mask on.
You're not getting it. If you're already a millionaire, if you're born rich, okay? Even if you're a commoner, if you're born rich, here's the thing. Then you already have everything you want. So now it is just prestige that you're after, right? The two of you are competing with each other. Well, if one of you becomes a princess, anything the other one does looks like a booger. So it doesn't matter. What's she going to do?
Well,
she's going to have the biggest collection of DVDs. And it's not going to work.
But the bottom line is we all don't care.
Oh.
That's the thing.
That is
the bottom line,
that
right?
That works.
Yeah. And number two is a very... I don't care if this is politically incorrect, but today I'm just passing the paper, and Bin Laden's son is a little tiffed because he is saying that, you know, the way the Navy SEALs or the way the United States went in, it was mass murder. I think he...
Yes. That's what happens when you commit mass murder.
Right.
You get murdered on a massive scale.
Yes, and I was just going to say that, obviously, he wasn't watching the news about 10 years ago in September. So, you know, just to him, who gives a rat's colon, and God bless America. Okay, I'm done.
So those are the two of them?
Those are the two of them. Go ahead.
All right, so what we're going to do...
Tell baby Bin Laden to shut up.
Wow. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back with It Came From Radio.
Hi, this is Amory. You've heard my voice open and close the show. Now we want to hear your voice. If you have a business or product, you can record a commercial here. We offer 30 and 60 second spots. For more information, contact Mark at MFC_studios@hotmail.com. And now, here's some music.
Oh, who is she?
Who is she?
A misty memory.
A misty memory.
A haunting face.
Haunting face.
Is she a lost embrace? Am I in love with just a thief?
Call her name,
call her name.
was hot. Now, back to our show.
Hi, Mark.
Welcome back to Game Fun Radio. This is
Hi, son.
Hi, Charlie.
With Hassan.
Hey, it's me. Hey, look at me. And Charlie. That's Charlie.
Some nurture is I'm on the phone. Say hi, Armin.
Armin!
Yeah. Listen, you know that song you just heard?
Settle down.
Yeah.
Yeah, double-double. the original cut is, you don't hear the echo. I put the echo in there.
Armin, you're the best.
Now, listen. The Nicely number done. One killer of Americans is watching Michael Bay's movies.
Oh, that's
I agree.
I love that one.
I'm in complete agreement. That's what kills me, that's for sure.
So,
I was outnumbered today, Herman. You should have been there because Garcia and Karen were thrilled.
No,
they don't need to know. People don't need to know. They were thrilled about the new Transformers 3 poster that they put up. And they were like, oh, it's going to be great. And I'm like, I'm in the corner like, no, it's
You should have put your thumbs in your ear and go, la, 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 la.
I couldn't do that. I was on camera. I was afraid of being accused of being insane, so I didn't do that.
Now, what they should have done with Ben Laden, they should have got four horses and tied to each limb. You know, that would have been great to watch it on TV.
It would have been cruel and unusual punishment.
Transformers the movie, when they pulled the... They got them apart before.
Right, but the Decepticons aren't bound by the laws of the American Constitution.
Well, if you recall, the first time I was presented on the screen, I believe, was with the John Wayne movie, the one where he recruited all the kids for the cattle drive.
The Cowboys.
Right. Oh, by the way, the name of the song that was played before was Vengeance of She.
Great movie. Mm. Nice looking girl.
you're about to go out and watch it because it's a nice looking girl.
Nice looking girl. All right.
Well, yeah. By the way, have you heard about the latest cocktail in New York? It's called the Vodka Ben Laden. Two shots and a splash of water.
Down a bad road here.
Listen, curse of Ben Laden. He comes out of the water wrapped like the mummy, you know?
That's what Giovanni said. Giovanni says...
another co-worker.
Yeah, okay. He goes, did you hear that they shot him and then they threw him off a boat? And I said, yeah. He goes, that's how they killed Megatron.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. That's
here.
Exactly what he said.
Oh, man.
They got Megatron the same
So I guess Bin Laden, too, is...
Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah,
so
Rise of the Fallen.
Rise of the Fallen. It's just weird how there's some Transformer political connections here.
Armin, how are you, Armin?
Charles, I'm going to do a Family Guy excerpt to you. You got my money? No.
Oh, my God. That was a funny excerpt, though. I like that.
Yes, nice excerpted.
That's what happens.
But
how you doing, Charles?
Jeez, let's get back on.
When did you lose control, Mark?
Oh, before I got here. So this week,
about 5-10 years ago,
it's been a long time. So this week, we're going to be talking about the new Thor movie. Wow, I think we know what Herman thinks of it.
No.
Since this is a Herman show,
it's not a Herman show.
Herman is here, so it qualifies as a Herman show. Well, but it qualifies as a Herman show, since you're on it, right?
A Herman show, Mark. Just go ahead, talk about the Toto.
Yes, we will warn everybody that spoilers may be mentioned, and this is a free-flowing conversation.
Yeah, because Herman's on.
So, Herman, since you're on the phone, you can tell us what you thought of it first.
I thought it was well-acted, and I thought it was a Cain and Abel story.
Wow. So, did you enjoy it?
Should have been a little more action, and it was good. But Natalie Portman don't have to be in every movie, you know.
Her agent would disagree with you.
Yeah, so would Natalie Portman.
I'm just saying it's a Cain and Abel story in a way, you know, like the evil brother and the good brother, and at the end, I'm not going to talk about the ending. That's it. But it's a Cain and Abel story.
And then someone gets hit in the head with a hammer.
But you did enjoy it.
I liked it. I think it should have been. What happened in the film is the town scene, it slowed it up a little bit. It reminded me of Superman 2, when the villains come down to the town, you know?
Right.
And the big guy minds of Tylos in Jason and the Argonauts, you know?
Oh, okay, the Destroyer. All right.
Yeah.
So what did you think, Charlie? Did you see it? Did you like it? Did you enjoy it?
I liked it. I really liked it. It had a good story. Herman's absolutely right. It had a good story, and it was a story, which is great. And I imagine the next one will be filled with action because this was the one that had to tell the story. Hmm. So, it very Anthony Hopkins. I really disagree with him because I thought. Who was playing Thor? I'm sorry.
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth. I thought he was a decent actor. Remember, we were reading the articles like a while ago where Anthony Hopkins was upset because of all the green screens.
Yeah, I remember
and he
that.
Says he could use a little more acting experience.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, but I thought he held up pretty well in the scenes with Anthony Hopkins, and of course Anthony Hopkins is amazing. He's an amazing actor, and I just like the whole movie.
As a comic book fan, Hassan,
yeah. and again, Herman's right. It had that sub story of the Cain and Abel, which was I thought was good and will probably be very important for the next one.
Doesn't people hate me when I hit that stuff right on the head? You know,
I don't know if they hate you.
No, I mean, you
can be right every once in a while. It's all right.
No, but it's just like when I say stories been done only in a different style, but same stories. Like Tom would always say, you know?
Okay.
Only four plots in Hollywood, you know?
Well, seven stories, if I'm not mistaken, seven original stories. But Hassan, as a comic book fan and also a friend with people who have written Thor, what is your opinion of the movie?
Take it easy.
Wow.
That's the translation.
You know what? My review was on Facebook, so everyone go read my Facebook page.
That's what you're gonna.
No, say? I said it had a great beginning. It completely lost its way in the middle. But it had a solid ending. That was my assessment of it. I think when he got to Earth, which is not giving anything away because he's going to have to go to Earth to meet Natalie Portman because she's not an Asgardian. It seemed like it was setting itself up to be one of those like fish out of water stories where he just keeps getting everything wrong, but he's so gregarious that it's actually charming and very funny that he's, you know, that he's like thwarting crimes and, you know, tipping cars over. And they only have really one scene like that where he demanded a horse, you know, in a pet shop, which was funny. But it didn't, and then it just, and then the Warriors Three showed up and Sif. And it just kind of it got jumbled. It didn't really do well. I don't know. I'm a fan of Superman too, but it just kind of didn't know what it was doing in the middle. And then it had a solid ending, which I enjoy. It was coming of age story.
I just want to know something.
Maturity,
Mark
full
and
arc,
and Charlie.
Yeah.
Why do they have to do the origin of the story? And charge people a full ticket price, and then go with the second film. Go with Iron Man, you know, and just give all the action in the second film. Why can't they just do a better editing job on the first story, get the origin out of the way in like the first 10, 15 minutes, and then just give the people what they want, you know, like a buffet. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm thinking you're referring to like the second Hulk movie,
like
kind of just gave you
the Chinese
just gave you the origin in just a few minutes,
and also,
and then they just carried on with the action. I think that's what you're referring to.
And,
so. Yeah.
And also, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought the first Iron Man movie was more action.
Really?
Than the second one. The second one was the story, and then the end was the action.
Well, the end was the story when he's building his costume and all that.
Now the second one was how, you know, this thing was killing him and how he had to find a thing. You know,
yeah,
how
right.
he
there
had
were
to find
a lot
a
of
solution.
Complaints about the second
and
Iron Man.
Like I said in my review of the second one, if you brought the kids there, they might have been bored because there was a story. So, yeah. You know, I grant you there was action in the second one. I'm not saying there wasn't, but. You know, the second one had a story. The first one was the origin, and the second one was a story. And I think with the Thor one, the reason they brought him down to Earth was, first of all, he was banished, number one. And secondly, you got all the little hints coming at you for the next big one with the Avengers.
That's the next one, or is the second Thor movie?
No, it's actually Captain America is next, and then the Avengers movie.
Oh, okay.
And then there's going to be Iron Man 3,
right.
And then depends what happens after that.
And Ant-Man too, right?
They were talking about it. Now it looks like there is not going to be an Ant-Man movie. He just might
really
show up.
Who Ant-Man is?
He might just show up in the Avengers movie.
And
is it Garrett Morris?
No, we don't know what's going to happen with
Ant-Man.
There were a couple of reference things in this movie, which I'm not going to spoil for people.
Okay.
Nicely done, Herbert. Thank you. Yeah, well, we did mention that Jeremy Renner was going to be Hawkeye in the in the Avengers movie. So if you know you see him in the Thor movie, you know.
But you still have to pick him out.
You got
to not
it's
like, hey, Hawkeye.
He's the guy with an arrow.
Like
if you remember when he was going to
go bring me that.
Hack him.
Bring me the salt, Hawkeye. You know.
Yeah. So.
Give me those. Give me that plate of biscuits.
So yes, he was in the movie, which was kind of nice.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is there anything that Anthony Hopkins isn't perfect for? Because it's really starting to get on my nerves. That it's like, okay, he's Odin. And then he goes, oh, I'm Odin. I'm like, yeah, he's Odin. And he's
Wolfman.
He's a Wolfman's father. He's like, yeah, he's a Wolfman's father. Yeah, he's a crazy guy. Yeah, he's avuncular. Yeah, he's, you know, he's all my, he's omnipotent. Yeah, he's a serial killer. Hannibal Lecter.
He's Zorro.
Yeah, he's not. He's a
ritual
Yep, why not?
Well, if you're a good enough actor, you can pull it off. Incidentally, I saw Thor 2 over the weekend, and I don't really have much to add to anything that you said. I agree it was a very Shakespearean plot with the Cain and Abel elements and kings and kingdoms and the passing of the crown and all of that. I did like the way that they made, in a way, the plotting a little bit subordinate to, or I should say the scheming above the actual action, because it gave you something to think about.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, though I will say this, am I the only person who, when I saw that hammer sitting there and everyone trying to lift it, going, Sword in the Stone.
Sword in the Stone. I did,
Excalibur. Excalibur. Yes.
I did, too. Mm-hmm. I did
too. Anybody? Sword and Stone? Anybody? Anybody?
Yeah. It's calling King Arthur. Calling King Arthur.
Someone stole your plot.
I like the full title. They should have used the full title, God of Thunder.
Thor the God of Thunder, instead of just calling it Thor.
Yeah they should have used that whole title.
Well, they didn't really capitalize on him being a god. They didn't capitalize on any of them being gods.
Yeah. You're right.
They just like, oh, we're from Asgard and we're from far away, and you know we're not mortal. We're slightly more powerful than the average human, and we do really, you know, really fantastic things whenever, you know, whenever there's a problem. But they didn't really capitalize on the fact that they were gods.
Right.
That there was a deified mythology.
Yeah, and the crazy thing of it is the reason that Stan Lee came up with it is somebody made a crack at him that you've made a superhero out of just about anyone you can think of. The only thing left to do is to make a super god. And Stanley said, well, you know, even I don't have the you-know-whats to try to turn God into a superhero, but I can turn a God into a superhero.
They turned Jesus into Superstar.
Well, that's something else again. Matter of fact, I did see a comic book being ripped apart on a internet critics show that involved Jesus having an all-out fight with Odin, but that's another story. Terrible.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, even everyone seems
they
to be
do
agreed.
That.
Use your favorite word, Hazan, crap.
They do that on South Park all the time.
Yeah. The thing of it is Stanley was not particularly faithful to his origins, other than, you know, the names and the hierarchy of the gods themselves. Thor, the original guy, he was supposed to be the people's god. He was sort of be a short, heavy-set guy with blazing red hair and a blazing red beard who, if he was suddenly here on our world, would probably be most at home at a biker bar. And kings worshipped Odin. The ordinary guy in the street worshipped Thor. He was the people's god.
Right.
And Well, like I said, they didn't stay too true, and he was the last person to talk, you know, in highfalutin tones or anything like that.
Yeah.
So he didn't stay too close to the real origins.
You ever see the movie Galaxina when they praise Harley Davidson? They go, Harley Davidson, and they're chanting, you know, they're motorcycle guys. It's funny.
I'm getting strange looks from the peanut gallery, so I'm going to say no.
Well, what was the name of that movie?
I
don't
know what
again?
That has to do with anything we're talking about.
He told about a biker versus four as a god.
That's all it took.
I didn't hear the name of the movie again.
Galaxina.
Oh, okay.
Harvey Stratton.
Oh, yeah, no.
I just got it on Blu-ray.
I got it someplace. I got it someplace.
Herman, take it easy.
All right.
But as far as the movie goes, I was amazed at the scenery, the artwork.
Oh, yeah.
The artwork was incredible.
The set designing and how everything
the way they
was.
Were running on that ramp with the horses, that was great. Come on.
Yeah.
And then he was flying with the hammer.
I'm not done with my original rant of I'm really sick of Anthony Hopkins.
Oh,
being
God.
Perfect.
Oh.
I'm disgusted by that. That he was, and I mean, it was he gave his performance was above and beyond what he was supposed to do, because you really felt the pathos of this guy who knew he had to pass the torch to someone who was not ready to receive the crown, and it was just very moving to watch him in general. Mm-hmm. And he really gave weight to the rest of the actions that were going on there,
and even the end that scene at the end with the two of them. That was emotional, kind of emotional, and it was amazing. He is amazing.
Well, it's sickening. The special effects were great. No,
the movie he had done just before this was Wolfman.
Yeah,
you know, it's weird. It's kind of like Nicholson.
Yeah,
in a way where he's the same guy in every situation, but he finds some kind of element.
Yeah.
In order to make you to make him completely different from the last character,
exactly.
You're right. He's not a one trick pony. He twists it. You know, I know what you're saying.
Method actor. When you get into the role,
right?
When you are the, you know.
But it's weird because I'm what I'm saying is it's still Anthony Hopkins. I'm still like, oh, there's Anthony Hopkins, but Anthony Hopkins as Thor is like, as Odin.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I just believe him as that role. I don't necessarily see that he disappears in the role. Like
absolutely
he becomes another person. Like Gary Oldman will take another
become
role and vanish,
character.
And you won't. Or Daniel Day-Lewis will be able to do that, where you don't even recognize him from the last movie you saw him in. He's not that way.
Yeah.
It's just the manner. His particular manner just seems to fit everything he does. Where you go, I thought Anthony Hopkins was a cannibal. But apparently he's the father of all the gods.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
So it's possible this is just really good casting as opposed to really good acting.
You still have to act well, you know? I mean, the problem with Thor, you're never going to find a great actor to play Thor because he's got so many other things that he has to do. He has to look great. He has to look, you know, he has to be leading man material. So the chances of you getting a guy who looks the part is just giant blonde, you know, Adonis who can also act his way through a paper bag. Very, I mean, the guy that they got was great in comparison to what we could have ended up with.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He held his own, I said, you know.
Back
to the character acting, Conan. Arnold Schwarzenegger is the perfect Conan. I'm sorry to say it. This new guy they have, something's wrong with this guy's eyebrows, you know? I mean, he don't look like Conan. I mean, maybe it's a Zeta
Conan.
Well,
what does Conan look like?
Conan
took place 10,000 years ago. We don't know what anybody looked like.
Yeah, but Hassan, there's a painting of Fazetta painting Conan in the old comic books in the 60s, all right? And it looked just exactly like Arnold Schwarzenegger's face, you know, like the structure.
Bet you didn't sound like him, though.
What?
Bet you he didn't sound like.
No, he didn't sound. No,
the last 40 minutes of the original Conan Barbarian movie, he didn't have one piece of dialogue.
I know.
Because he couldn't talk.
It was great music.
I made things up and I put them down.
I think what I took out of that Conan movie, as I take lines out of movies, at Crom.
No.
Yeah.
And on top of what I just said, it's a great movie. I love Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah,
I love that movie. It was way better than Conan the Destroyer.
It's Arnold.
Yeah,
I love it.
We know we haven't seen the other one yet, so you can't. We got to stop this assumption.
Harrison?
Except for when it's a Michael Bay film, and then we can assume it's going to be crap.
No.
What about special effects 3D? Did you guys see it in 3D? Was it worth the 3D?
I saw it 3D IMAX, and like I told somebody right after the movie, I didn't have to be in 3D.
Hey, Joe, can I stop you?
Yeah, I saw it not in 3D, and I did not miss it.
Right.
Oh, incidentally, that's one of the important ways that that the Thor in the comic differs from the Thor from the mythology. In the comic, he is supposed to be an immortal, but the Norse gods, on the other hand, almost unique among gods, were not supposed to be immortals. They were supposed to be very mortal, and it was even foretold how they were all going to go in so-called
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok, right, exactly.
So can I get back to Charlie with the technical part of the film?
I don't know, can you?
No, listen, I was running that in 3D digitally and 35 millimeters side by side. Now two rooms it was 8 and 9, and I looked at the film, and I'm going to really kick myself in the pants right now, but the film surpassed digital by far on this particular movie. You know, the dark scenes were so vivid, so on 35 millimeters. Then you get to the digital, and the dark scenes are murky, and we just put a new lamp in the digital projector and everything, so it's not the projector.
So you're saying that the digital isn't as good as the film?
I think 35 millimeters is still far superior in digital in a lot of ways.
Well, digital isn't being done because
Charlie agreed with me on that one.
That's because, Herm, you and I know it's a transparency,
no,
and more light comes through it.
Right. Direct light.
Digital is not being done because it's superior. It's just easier for them to transport the movies keep things under wrap.
For the pirates.
And to distribute the films.
Yeah.
It's really not, it's not one of those things where it's like HD or Blu-ray or whatever, where it is supposed to be superior.
TV, yes.
Yeah.
I just want you to know what I think is superior. I just agreed with Herman, and he didn't holler at me.
Agree with me?
I agreed with you.
Oh, yeah.
No, we got a problem.
Now he's going to start saying
something. Now he's going to
start. I'm tilted. Like a pinball machine.
I guess I'm in the minority here. I really didn't appreciate the movie. I thought it was going to be much better than what I came out with. I didn't think Chris Hemsworth did a good job as Thor. I'm not a big fan of Anthony Hopkins, so he was just there for me. Special effects were decent, and Thor himself didn't have the presence of who he's supposed to be.
Mark, what are you looking for in this?
Yeah, I was going to say, what would have been your perfect movie?
Yeah.
The thing is, you know, out of all the movies that were coming out, the Avengers, the Thor, Captain America, those three... Out of those three, I was really excited about the Thor movie, because when I heard about it and I saw the previews, I was like, wow, they actually can pull off Thor being in the movie. And I guess I'm so used to seeing him in other, you know, in all the animated features that he's out there as being Thor, and how he speaks and how he carries himself. And I figured that he would be way more powerful than he was, because he didn't appear that powerful in the beginning of the movie. I mean, everybody was so powerful that it diminished his ability as being Thor. And then at the end, when he takes out the Destroyer, he took it out so easily, it didn't really pose a threat once he became Thor. And I'm thinking, well, then what was the point of having the Destroyer if you have Thor being Thor?
Key sequences away.
Well, we knew he was going to take it out. I mean, that's a given.
I think you have a problem separating the animation stuff you watch and the live-action movies. You did the same thing with the Transformers. You know what I mean? You could do so much with animation, you know? You can make them so bulky and built and powerful and this and that. Sometimes, you know, if they go over the top doing green screen and CGI, it's gonna put too much, you know, cream on the crop, you know what I mean? And you're trying to like, say, well, they could have done it like this, because I remembered it in the animation version, you know what I mean? You got to separate the two.
Well, I mean, you know, you guys were talking about how much of a presence Anthony Hopkins was. And, you know, I've actually met a couple actors who just have a presence, and some people have a presence on screen. And I felt that the actor, Chris Hemsworth, as Thor in the movie, did not have, like, oh, that guy's Thor. He just didn't have the presence. He just wasn't Thor enough for me. I mean, he was just a really big guy with muscles who was throwing around a hammer.
I think he needed a surfboard. That's what this guy looked like.
It's a surfboard?
Yeah, I don't know. He looked
so
like
he's
going to
beat people up with a surfboard.
But he looked like Flash Gordon when he remade when they did Flash Gordon with that blonde headed guy. He looked like
Sam
he
J. Jones.
A surfboard,
yes.
You know,
I like Sam J. Jones.
But also, you're forgetting. You know, the Destroyer could come in many chosen forms. During the rectification of the Valdrani, he came as a large and moving slur.
I love that.
I'm sorry, I had nothing to say.
Demons and ghouls knew it was roasted in the fires of hell that day. I can tell you.
I tell you.
So, you know, I think that if this movie was the first movie, as Iron Man was, there would not be a whole slew of other movies to make the Avengers
movie. Well,
you know,
there's a difference between when you give a review about, like, what you liked versus whether it was good or not. Like, can't argue that.
You know, it's...
Like,
yeah,
you said the movie about was Anthony decent. Hopkins, you said, I don't like Anthony Hopkins, so he's just Anthony Hopkins to me. But it doesn't mean... I wasn't talking about, like, oh, he was really great in this role. It's just you know, he was Odin.
Heavy.
So it wasn't. If you didn't like it, that doesn't change the fact that it was. You know, that's like a different review. It's like when I say to someone, "It's like, did you like the movie?" And they say, "Well, you just didn't care about the characters." Like, no, you didn't care about the characters. But like, was it a movie? Did they give you information? It's like, well, yeah, they tried to give you information about such and such a character, but you just didn't care. I was like, no. You just didn't care, you know. It's semantics. It's not necessarily, you know. It's not necessarily the gospel, you know. When someone says, "Well, I just didn't care for," you know,
most reviews are.
It's subjective, right. You know. It's conjectures. No, but I understand that. But I'm saying when you get to a point where it's like, well, I thought so-and-so was useless. Because I don't usually like him anyway. Then that's like a preconceived notion. So it's not really had really nothing to do with the movie. It was just that they cast him. You had written him off at the casting stage. You know, when you read in an article 6 months ago that they had cast him to be Odin, you were like, ah, well, he's gonna suck.
No, he didn't. Way you guys presented him, I don't agree with that saying. That's all I'm saying is that, you know, he was.
Yeah, because you don't like him.
Well, I do or do not like him. It's just, he was just,
okay, well, that's what you said. Though. You said I'm
not an Anthony Hopkins fan.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean that I don't like him.
Yeah, but I mean, but you said that you're not an Anthony Hopkins fan, so it was just Anthony Hopkins.
It's like if they cast Daniel Craig, like, all right, it's just Daniel Craig. It's
right, but then
it's not that I don't like him. It's just whatever.
Oh yeah, but
you should cast Alva Reed. He's not with us anymore.
Anyway, a dead guy.
Anyway, but the point is that if you are indifferent to it because of who they cast, then that's a preconceived notion. Because if you don't see anything that the actor does as anything other than, oh, that's Daniel Craig acting, then that's like a preconceived notion. In which case, you've made a decision on that person before you even saw the film, and that assessment endured through your experience of watching the film.
I actually think that an actor's job is to make the role believable. So I, you know, was he believable as Odin? Okay, yeah, he played Odin. He was Odin. Odin was Odin. I believe
he was
believable. Odin.
So then that's good.
That's fine, but I think that the movie itself was subpar.
I wasn't talking about the movie. I'm just saying, like, is in terms of a review, of reviewing a movie, or like giving an opinion about a movie. If it's like, well, I didn't like this thing, so that sucked, and I didn't like that thing, so that sucked. It's like, well, did it suck because they didn't do a good job, or did it suck because you just decided that you didn't like it before you even saw it? That's what I'm saying about the, like, I don't understand your review. Leaves a lot for me that, like, it doesn't tell me anything about the film. It just tells me about how you feel about these things before you even went to see the film.
No,
it's like when I go see a Michael Bay film and I'm like, oh, it was terrible. It's like, yeah, but
you decided
it was going to be terrible when you heard it was going to be Michael Bay who was going to direct it.
Well, I thought it was going to be an awesome Thor movie. That was the problem. Maybe I had too high expectations.
Yeah, but in that,
When you know you're going to be disappointed with Planet of the Apes, I can put money down that you're going to be so disappointed in that movie. It's such a given.
Let's put money down on it now. What movie?
But Planet of the Apes. How much he's going to be disappointed?
$20 Herman hating it. So I, you know, who wants to bet against me?
No, I'm not taking this bet. That's a fool's bet.
Flying high over here. Don't shoot me.
Oh, Herman, you're not going to be.
He's going to go into that theater.
It's
going to
be a tirade, and that's going to be
opening credits. He's going to be hating it.
I'm going to call up. You can hear me say, "Fuck!"
I'm going to call up Herman before I come to the show to ask him whether he liked it. If he didn't, I'm going to be calling that day.
You're going to be there at the party.
It's just
we're going to have Tom come to party.
That's
so.
Just a well. At least Tom's invited.
Yeah.
It's just I know he's just going to be bad with that.
Listen to me, Mark. A movie is like a band members. Now, you have a strong rhythm section, it'll carry the rest of the people in the band.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Anthony Hopkins carried the younger actors. Jack Nicholson carried the younger actors in Few Good Men.
Whatever movie Jack Nicholson was in.
No, I'm saying the older... My wife still fights with me today that Marlon Brando was the perfect Jor-El in Superman, and she said, "Oh, I can't stand Marlon Brando. I can't." I said, "This guy was the perfect Jor-El. Nobody could have been better than him when Superman came out in 1978. You know,
I'm sending you to Earth. You can't refuse me. I'm coming to you.
I can't do the Marlon Brando. Yeah.
Nicely done.
But, well, that's the thing that didn't make any sense in Superman Returns, because it was supposed to take him about 1,000 years to get to Earth.
But
it doesn't make any sense that he was only going for 5 years
when he went back.
He can't fly. He couldn't fly to Krypton. Now, ask me why. Because when he got to Krypton, he would suffocate in space, because it's only the yellow sun that makes him immortal. So when he goes back to Krypton, he'd be normal, and he'd be a guy floating in space all of a sudden as soon as he got to the Kryptonian star system. So he couldn't have done that. I don't know what kind of spaceship he built.
He hitched a ride.
At the diner. He went to the Infinity Diner, and Sita gave him a ride.
Back to Herman's comment, which I'm going to be agreeing with you, Herman, when you say how they carry the young actors.
Right.
The reason they do carry the young actors is that the young actors are playing opposite a legend, so they have to bring their A game.
Right.
It's like when you play tennis, they tell you to play somebody better than you.
Right.
Not somebody equal or worse.
You got to play someone worse. You could crush them.
Then you'll never
feel the pride of them.
Then you'll never be a good tennis player.
I've crushed the lesser man.
Let me get back to my theory.
That'll be your final thought, Herman. So what is your theory?
They used to praise Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, oh, he's great. But look at the movies he was in with. Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man. He was in with Jack Nicholson. He was in with Paul Newman. This one, he was coming up. I mean, you got to give the older guys a little credit. I mean, but the young generation was loving Tom Cruise, you know what I mean? But it's just like, even the Joker, Jack Nicholson, when he played, he carried that film. That film should have been called The Joker. In 1989.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up.
So I guess that's Herman's final thought. What about you, Charlie? You have a final thought?
My final thought is go see Thor. I think you'll be entertained. It's what it's supposed to do to you. So,
Hassan, final thought.
Everybody take it easy.
Tom, you want to throw us a final thought there since you saw the movie?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and see it. It's a great way to spend an idle weekend, a couple of hours. Though, truthfully, what I'm really looking forward to is Captain America.
Yeah.
I would say...
Captain America.
I would say if you're going to go see it, make sure you see the bargain show. Don't see it in 3D. It's worth like $8 to see it. And it's just a movie just to get you to the next one, which is the Big Avengers, thing. And, of course, my final thought would be make sure you stay till the end of the credits.
Better than Skyline.
So then... Mark. So that about does it for this week.
Mark is giving it the big thick
kitties. He did.
Yeah, say it at the end of the credits.
Because they do a musical.
That's not a final thought. If I already had your final thought. I'm trying to do my sign off here.
My second final.
So that is, yes, nicely done. So that about does it for this week on the Came From Radio. Join us next week right here on WGBB. If you miss any part of the show, you can go online to www.itcamefromradio.com. You can listen to the archives, which should be up in a week. If you can't wait that long, you can go to such places as Podcast Planet or iTunes, and you can find our show there. And all our news items are on our Facebook page. So like us, and I guess we'll see you next week.
You have been listening to It Came From the Radio with Mark Torres. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests did not necessarily reflect the views of WGBB, the owners, or staff. And now we return you to your earthly scheduled broadcast.